This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Darren Beatty, the big reporter over at Revolver, blowing it wide open with this giant Michigan report, joins us next segment. The FBI has a long history of staging almost every major event, provocateuring the organizations and groups to do it. We'll be talking to him coming up here in just a moment. But after he leaves us, there is even bigger news coming out in major medical journals, major scientists, that it's causing massive heart attacks, these so-called COVID-19 vaccines. So we're going to be hitting on that in the third hour. And we have that Fox News reporter that was blowing the whistle on them being ordered to cover up COVID damage because they, quote, get paid big money by Big Pharma. That's coming up, too, with the whistleblower with Project Veritas, third hour. But first, let's go to part of this report from the great Greg Reese.
The first autopsy conducted on a person who received the new experimental COVID jab confirms what we are being told by experts worldwide. The so-called cure is far worse than the disease. According to the post-mortem report, the 86-year-old man had never had COVID and received a single dose of the Pfizer shot on January 9th. 18 days later, he was admitted to the hospital where he got infected by an asymptomatic hospital roommate and died 4 days later. The molecular mapping shows that nearly all of his vital organs were infected with viral RNA. As a result of being exposed to his asymptomatic roommate, a rapid fatal autoimmune response was triggered throughout the body. People are being told to trust the science, but the science has been saying all along that these mRNA-induced spike proteins being produced in the body is a terrible and deadly idea. A former Pfizer head and former head of the public health department tried to warn us back in December of 2020. Scores of medical experts from 30 countries came together just weeks after the vaccine went public to warn people of a wide range of side effects. They pointed out how care homes across the world were being infected with COVID-19 within days of residents getting vaccinated. Their main concern was that the spike proteins will be produced throughout the entire body, causing the body's own immune system to attack itself, and pointed out how the entire thing is a human experiment in violation of the Nuremberg Code. French virologist and Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier agrees. He calls it an unacceptable mistake and went on to say that it is unthinkable that any expert would not be aware of how potentially dangerous this shot is. Even the corporations seem to know. The owner of an oil and gas recruitment company, who hires for dozens of major companies, says that succession planning is now looking at all employees who have received one of the new COVID vaccines. Succession planning is the strategy that ensures businesses continue to thrive after employees move on, retire, or die. She says that the entire oil and gas industry is planning on having to replace all personnel who received the vaccine within the next 3 years.
To this day, I am running a global gas and oil recruitment firm. And the reason that this is important is because of what I am seeing as an executive in this industry happening right now as a result of the COVID vaccines, and it's something called succession planning. Well, what's really interesting, what's happening right now, and it's actually mortifying, not just interesting, is that executives are having their HR staff and their managers, superintendents, foremen, so on and so forth, go through and look at the staff that have received the vaccines. And they're planning to have to replace them all within the next 3 years.
And through all of this, the mainstream media never once questioned the big pharma puppet in charge with the criminal past. Throughout all of this, the media told you to get the shot. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Full report at band.video. Stay with us.
All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up, do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio Triselenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation. And we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
Tomorrow's news today.
The headline last night was incredible. Tucker Carlson tonight, FBI behind the January 6th insurrection. It's all coming up with the investigative journalist, Darren Beatty, who broke it in the major publication, investigative publication, Revolver. But here is a short excerpt of them preparing the new class war in America. With the left as Captain America and all conservatives, Christians, and gun owners, capitalists as well, as Red Skull.
FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
According to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today.
Because of this growth in polarization in the United States and domestic violence in white supremacist groups. So I know looking forward that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas.
The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve.
In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. Mm-hmm. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
Our initial work on DVE will broadly fall into three areas. The first is a tasking from President Biden sent to the ODNI today, requesting a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and DHS on domestic violent extremism.
You can be darn tootin' that we are focused very, very hard on how can we get better sources, better information, better analysis, so that we can make sure that something like what happened on January 6th never happens.
Oh, golly, I'm just a nice regular guy. I'm not taking over and saying we're going to kill members of Congress with the Green Berets. Golly gee, darn tootin', let me put on that goofy act. I'm not threatening at all. These guys are really dangerous. National strategy for countering domestic terrorism. And it says they're going to work with private companies, citizens. It's just there's a new war on white people, which, I mean, is totally insane, which is the racial attack itself they claim that white people are putting out. It's led by a bunch of Ivy League white people. Classic divide and conquer. Dr. Darren Beatty is a really smart guy. He is a former professor of political science for Duke University who went on to serve in the White House as a speechwriter and policy aide to Trump. He is now founder of Revolver.News that is doing probably some of the best investigative journalism out there, period. I would even say he gives Greenwald a big run for his money. Very, very fair, I would say nonpartisan, scathing. And I've been quite the expert just covering it for 27 years on false flag terror. I cut my teeth on Oklahoma City, interviewed survivors, police officers, you name it. That was a false flag. It appears they're cooking up something even bigger. So, Doctor, it's good to have you here with us. You were on Tucker last night. Congratulations on your great work. You've got the floor for the rest of the hour, if you can be here, to just walk through your article, walk through the FBI informants inside, and then I witnessed a lot of this now and can confirm that they were clearly trying to set us all up, and this didn't go as far as they had hoped it would. So thank you for joining us for this incredible story.
No, it's an honor to be here, and thank you for covering this. I think this is the most important story right now. I've been told this Revolver.News investigative piece, it is the most important, and it is the darkest investigative work they've seen in years. And this piece, thanks to Tucker, thanks to Steve Bannon, and thanks to you now, this piece is becoming the biggest story in the country, and for good reason. The American people deserve the truth, no matter how dark it is, as to what really happened on 1/6. And as I say, it is not just on behalf of Ashley Babbitt, who was shot in cold blood by somebody we still don't know. It is not just for the hundreds of prisoners being detained and abused unjustly for their political beliefs and participating in a political protest. It's actually bigger than that. It's for the 70-plus million people who voted for Trump, or really any American who dares challenge the corrupt ruling class. Because all of us, you, me, everyone, we've all been declared potential de facto domestic terrorists by our own government. And as a means of promoting that narrative, they seize upon a certain story of 1/6. And to get to the bottom of that story, to get to the truth of that story, I think we need to ask the following simple question. Was this the result of an intelligence failure? As Christopher Wray said, oh, they just didn't have any idea anything was going to happen. And so that, there you go. Or was this a result of an intel setup or a counterintelligence setup? And we can get to that by asking the following precise question. Of the three main groups, the three main so-called militia groups most closely associated with 1/6, at least in the government's eyes, Proud Boys, Three Percenters, Oath Keepers, to what extent were those three groups infiltrated by government agents up to and on 1/6? And to put an even more fine point on the issue, how many, if any, of the unindicted co-conspirators who enjoyed senior positions in these key militia groups remain unindicted on account of some prior relationship with the federal government? These questions, they create a thread. And I believe, Alex, we pull this thread, the ugly truth about 1/6 and about perhaps our entire country will reveal itself. And this is what this piece is doing and what I hope it will continue to do.
And I know in your piece, you're mainly focusing on the buildup to the 6, what happened on the 6, and then since then. And it's extremely powerful. I've read the piece now 3 times. But the bigger area is your knowledge that was very impressive to me when we had a talk a few weeks ago off air about the pedigree of the groups in this Justice Department that were holdovers who had done similar things before. And I know that kind of puts the cart before the horse, because then they'll, you know, bring up those issues instead of this current one up front. But the past behavior of these people at Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City, and just everything they do, the pathology of them doing this over and over again, plus the last 20, 30 years of the FBI behind almost every other major staged event, be it white supremacists, you know, Islamists, any of these groups. And I'm not saying there aren't some crazy militias or some crazy white supremacists or a lot of crazy Muslims, but then there's the FBI always holding their hand there. This is a very well-known phenomenon.
Absolutely. No, you make a great point, and that's why it's so exciting to be on this show, because, as you said, you cut your teeth on this precise narrative that the American people need to understand. I think it's unfortunate that there's been so much distraction related to 1-6, and I'm really glad that this Revolver news piece has helped to clear that up. In my view, it's not about, oh, whether it was Antifa, this or that. It's bigger than that. Don't ask whether it was Antifa. Was it the federal government? What did the government
there's no doubt
know?
That Antifa was there in a foundational level support role and had been tipped off that this was about to happen. We have him on video, Jaden X saying, but exactly, that becomes a distraction because
Yes, and but this gets into detail that maybe for another report, but just quickly on the Jaden issue, what was he? Was he actually Antifa or was he himself some kind of operative or informant? So I think we need to really be precise about what we're saying. And really all roads lead to this question is what did the government know? When did they know? Was this a setup? That is the key that unlocks this. And you can go all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover. Every single incident, like you were saying, from, you know, Waco, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City.
Stay there. We've got plenty of time. Let's get into that. And I totally agree. You're right. Jaden X isn't really Antifa. He's whatever they need him to be. And he actually brags about that and has that background with Anderson Cooper and these weird international journalists that are in conflict zones. I would say CIA. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Folks, we're back live with Dr. Darren J. Beatty, and he, of course, is with Revolver.News, the founder of it, a doctor, a professor of political science, and, of course, he went to work at the White House with President Trump as a researcher, strategist, and speechwriter, and he's here now quarterbacking the resurgence of investigative journalism. I want to explain something. This Revolver story and what they really did at the Capitol is the whole future of America one way or the other. It's as big as the Wuhan lab. Why is that important? Because it's all the same globalist group using crises to take control. And they are saying the whole posture of the U.S. military and the CIA, its main focus is not the Middle East, is not China, is not even the Russians. It's now us, and branding us all terrorists and white supremacists to then start a war with us and to start false flags as the trigger for that. The Capitol being the first. So this is very historical. Anybody that studied history knows it repeats. So obviously the professor understands that because he's researched it. But so when you know what you're doing, when you've researched this, it's all crystal clear. And they're even telling you what they're going to do in that montage earlier, Dr. Professor. You saw us show just a small taste of them saying the new enemy is the American people. A white supremacist is a capitalist, a Christian, a conservative, someone that loves our country. And so this is a great way for the Democratic Party to outlaw its opposition. So we've got the rest of the hour. We got a break coming up, longer segments coming up. But wherever you want to start, back with Jaden next, or January 6th, or the FBI operatives inside, or what you think is coming in the future, because this story is the most important because it's the entire program this corrupt deep state has launched.
Yes, no, I agree with all of that wholeheartedly. And I'd like to say that investigative journalism is nothing if it's not attached to a narrative. The investigative work is only important insofar as it's connected to an important narrative. And the narrative here is crucial for everyone to understand. January 6th, it's not just about Babbitt. It's not just about the people indicted. It's about all of us. Because the biggest trend, the most terrifying trend, the most important trend in politics that Revolver.News has covered in meticulous detail is that our national security apparatus in this country has been politically weaponized, repurposed, and redeployed domestically to silence, suppress, and destroy the energy associated with Donald Trump's victory in 2016. It's as simple as that. And the narrative for 1/6 that the government has seized upon, that the fake media has seized upon and so forth, is entirely for that purpose, to serve as a pretext to advance this new domestic war on terror, this new Patriot Act, which, as opposed to the old Patriot Act, which was horrible, this new Patriot Act is tailor-made to attack patriots.
And the left is, we're talking hundreds of thousands of tweets a day just of my name saying, arrest me, kill me, tear me apart, about Trump, about Ted Cruz, yeah, about Josh Hawley. Anybody that says, hey, we should investigate election integrity, something the Democrats always agree with before, should be put in prison because we're terrorists. And they have like army officers online saying Alex Jones is a terrorist and needs to be taken out. And Twitter is allowing that. And I'm not here bringing myself up because I want to be a victim. It's crazy to watch organized calls for violence like this. This is dangerous.
No, it's absolutely the case. And I think if your listeners can take home one thing, first of all, I encourage them, go to revolver.news, read the full report. And I think you have a great audience. You have a very big audience, and I'm calling upon them to help this story become the biggest story in the country. It's got the momentum. This piece deserves to be the biggest story for the sake of all of us. As I said, we deserve to know the truth about 1/6. We need to keep in mind, though, the narrative. The narrative is that the national security state has been weaponized against the American people here. And frankly, and I think you know this, and you've known this for a long time, all of politics in the United States is basically going to be fake and performative unless and until we keep our national security agencies under control and in their proper place. If we don't do that, we don't have a country.
And so Dr. What you're alluding to is what came out right before Obama left, or I guess it was a few years before he left, about 7-8 years ago. They passed a federal law. He also signed executive orders to turn the CIA and other disinformation groups loose domestically, which had been illegal previously. Well, we have the Washington Post headlines, propaganda legalized by Obama. That's what you're hitting at is. It's these groups that are doing this that are then organizing the mainstream media to engage in this weaponization.
Right, absolutely. And we need to bring the intelligence apparatus, the national security apparatus, to heel, or we don't have a country. And other than that, frankly, all the political discussions we have are fake performative distractions. We're not going to have politics in this country in the real sense until we get that situation under control. And that is what I think is at stake in this 1/6 piece. And so I'm happy to go into the details of it because I think it's a very important argument to follow.
Please,
but
let's start getting into it. Where do we begin on January 6th?
Other than the details, I just wanted to emphasize, so why is this important? Why are these details important? It's important for the reasons I described. But the details themselves are quite explosive. Now, if somebody's hearing this for the first time and saying, well, I think that's a little bit far-fetched, the possibility that the government could have infiltrated these militia groups, the possibility at the very least that they knew there was potential for violence and they didn't stop it, and the even more disturbing possibility that it's not simply that they didn't stop it, is that some of the key players were actually informants or undercover agents playing an instigating role. That's too far for a lot of Americans. That's too dark for a lot of Americans. But as I was saying, we don't need to go back to J. Edgar Hoover to prove this. We just need to go back a few months before the so-called Capitol siege. We just need to go back and look at what happened in Michigan, which is a very, very curious coincidence here. In a nutshell, what happened in Michigan? There was a plot in Michigan, a so-called Whitmer kidnapping plot, that also involved, coincidentally, a plot to storm the Michigan State Capitol. This plot to storm the Michigan State Capitol, just coincidentally, happened to involve the same militia that the government has now imputed to the 1/6 storming of the Capitol. One of those militias is called the Three Percenters. The government claims that Adam Fox, the so-called mastermind of this Michigan plot, was a leader of the Three Percenters. So we have the same militia group, the same style plot to storm a Capitol. We have the fact, why was it stopped? Well, of the 18 plotters who were ultimately mentioned as part of this plan, we now know that at least 5 were either undercover agents or informants. And the 5th one came out in a very spectacular fashion, by the way, which we can get into later.
We're going to come right back to the other side with this and how the judge has had to drop some of the people off there because they were set up. Same thing, Hatari militia. The Fed said, with the UN invades, what do we do? I guess we fight back. They get indicted. It's done over and over again. We're going to talk about the huge revolver.news report straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everybody you know, tune in now and later. Take the archive of this interview and share it.
3 of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and at Funzing InfoWar, it's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Creating this radical race theory, how they're taking over not just the colleges but the military, and it's just hardcore Marxist racial division. Instead of class envy, it's all racial division. It's pure poison, and it's extremely authoritarian. I mean, this is Hitler level stuff. But in the name of fighting race, you then obsess over race,
and create real racism, real classism. It's just, it's cyanide. And it's in the WikiLeaks, you know, where Hillary's talking to this professor, and he says, we just got to have more culture war. That's how we're going to, you know, beat the Republicans. And so it's just the nastiest stuff ever. We're going to be talking about that with our guest, Dr. Darren J. Beatty, here in a moment, what really happened at the Capitol and how it's the big rollout, the big launch of the takeover, and I believe more false flags. But first, please remember, we're listener supported, and we have to run our own infrastructure, our own satellite uplinks, our own encoders, our own streaming, our own bandwidth. We have our own network. Nobody else has got something to this level. And we reach millions of people a day. We have on special guests that just put out stuff that is coffin nails to tyranny. So thank you for your support and keep us on air. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get a Save the Frogs t-shirt, exposing atrazine in the water and things like that to spread the word. Get a book. Get a film. Three products that have been sold out are back in stock. X3, triiodine. It's essential in the body. All three types of good iodine. What it does for stamina, libido, your immune system. It's incredible. Over 2 billion people, the UN even says, have cognitive disabilities from lack of iodine. Especially important in children's neurological development. We've got highest-end krill oil back in stock. It's the highest grade. I could buy krill oil for 10% of the cost of this, and it would still be good for you. But it's all cloudy, and the rest of it is just a bunch of parts of the krill. This is krill oil that's not been heated up, very expensive process to keep all the quality and then remove any mercury. So it's highest-end, the same stuff that, you know, medical doctors sell. It's nutraceutical, pharmaceutical grade. We've got it. It's hard to get. It's 40% off back in stock. And Biotree Selenium from the mustard seed. Just incredible what it does for your energy, everything. These are all essential, InfoWarsStore.com. And the three new vitamin products we've got out, because we can't keep Vitamin Mineral Fusion in stock because it's so many great organic ingredients. We've come out with this, and it's even hard to get with the supply chain breakdowns. So thanks for thinking about us and keeping us on air. All right, going back to Dr. Darren J. Beatty at Revolver.News, at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter. All right, I got two more segments with you. You've got the floor here. Anywhere you want to go with this, what happened then, before Oklahoma City, the FBI's history of this, what you think's coming up in the future, how does Congress counter this? I think you alluded to that. We need to get on the offense with these senators and House members to call for hearings on this. This is a real Achilles heel for the system if we go on the offense instead of, again, arguing about what really happened. We know what happened.
Right. Okay. I'd like to make three points. First, I'd like to complete the point about Michigan, because it really is striking. So in a nutshell, this Michigan plot involved a plan to storm the state capitol. It involved the very same militia group imputed to 1-6. It was heavily infiltrated by federal operatives to the ratio of 5 and 18. And as a cherry on top, the head of the Detroit field office, the Detroit FBI field office, who oversaw the infiltration of this so-called Michigan plot, Christopher Wray, quietly, mysteriously, and suspiciously gave him a promotion just days after the people, so-called plotters, were arrested for the Michigan case in October. And he got a promotion to the D.C. field office, where, you guessed it, he came to oversee the investigation into January 6th. That's a hell of a coincidence.
Wow. And now they've indicted more three percenters. So they're like literally going out and finding weak-minded people to manipulate.
Right. It's a hell of a coincidence. And look, that fact pattern alone, of course, doesn't say anything definitive about 1-6, but it sure as hell aids our intuition. And anyone who thinks, oh, our government just doesn't do that, you don't have to go back to J. Edgar Hoover. Go months before with the Michigan plot that was infiltrated and incited, the same people, the same groups, the same plan. And we see it again in 1-6. And as for the 1-6, just so people get a sense of how we set up the argument, it's really quite simple. The stated standard of prosecution for 1-6 cases by an individual named Michael Sherman, who's a real piece of work, he says we're using a shock and awe standard of prosecutions. That's the most aggressive standard imaginable. He's alluding to the shock and awe campaign of the Iraq War, by the way. And according to the shock and awe standard, if you want to know what that looks like, I would present the case of this poor fellow called George Tanios, who's facing 60 years What is he facing 60 years for? What did he do? Well, George Tanios had bear spray in his backpack. His friend said, I want to get the bear spray. It's time to spray some people, spray some of the Capitol officers. He said, no, no, not yet. On the basis of saying, no, no, not yet, he's charged with conspiracy to insult Capitol police officers and facing 60 years. And by the way, as a side point, the whole reason this bear spray was relevant was that you'll recall this officer, Sicknick, who died. Originally, they were saying he died because he was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher by the MAGA mob. Then when that was exposed as false by Revolver.News, by the way, the New York Times changed the narrative. The second narrative that they seized upon was he died of bear spray. So that's why it was relevant. But it turns out it wasn't even that, that Sicknick died of natural causes. So this bear spray isn't even relevant to the death of Sicknick anyway. But this guy, Tanios, for saying no, no, not yet, when his friend reached his pack to grab the bear spray, is facing 60 years. I think that's a horrible standard. That's unjust.
Well, they're setting the precedent to arrest whoever they want, whenever they want, and disappear us.
And that's precisely, first of all, that's outrageous. But that is the crux of our argument here, to say if they have such an aggressive shock and awe standard of prosecution for this poor sandwich shop owner, George Tanios, who said, no, not yet. Why is it that it seems like senior people within militia groups remain unindicted? It's very curious when you look at that double standard. And I think one possible, indeed compelling explanation for that standard is that some, if not all, of these major unindicted co-conspirators are unindicted to this point as a result of some prior agreement with the federal government, either as an informant or maybe even an undercover agent.
And we know that that's exactly how the FBI does it, the same way they would turn members of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, quote, against their leadership or try to get leadership on their side. That's the exact same thing. We have a famous history of the FBI actually getting their people in as the heads of militias and the heads of white supremacist organizations, like Elohim City with Oklahoma City. That was run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That was run by the feds, literally.
No, you're right about this. And, you know, Oklahoma City is, of course, an entirely separate can of worms. But it might be time for the American people to reassess what actually happened there. The thing about these events is they're so emotionally charged. And one thing that you see is that the official narrative becomes sacred before it can be challenged. That's one of the reasons I think it's so crucial that we make this Revolver.News story the biggest story in the country, because we're challenging this false narrative before it becomes sacred. But what they try to do is they say, okay, people died, it's horrible. They use the emotional valence of an issue in order to solidify their false narrative of events. I think that's what's happened in prior attacks. I think there's
and Dr. Betty, you're 100% right. We've got a final long segment with you coming up to get into where we go from here and other details, because they're so scared of this story. I want to explain to listeners again. I know listeners get this. This is their whole new threat posture. It's not China. It's American people on the asinine claim that there's an army of white supremacists that are just going to go. And again, they're branding Trump supporters because they're so scared of that populist movement that was the opposite of white supremacism, brought us all together, as that to declare war on us. So this is key.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the war for American unity, and a true future built on justice. All right. I want to have our guest have a rest of the 10.5-minute segment here to lay out other key points, but it staggers the mind to think about the people doing the staged event, provocateuring the militia out in Michigan, as in the same guy brought in to basically run the operations, the cover-up, and the rest of it. In D.C., I mean, this is false flag city. And then you get into Garland and you get into Holder before him and the Clintons and their history, their penchant for doing this. This is something authoritarians do. The czars did it. The KGB and the GRU did it. Hitler, it's in the Nuremberg trials, did a bunch of false flags to start World War II. He didn't just go attack those countries. He sent Poland to attack them. Operation Himmler at Gliwice and other areas. They staged mass shootings with real people they killed. From the concentration camps. So this is something goes on in politics. This is something that's in history books. It's something our FBI has a long history of doing, so we should be looking at it. Then their fingerprints are all over it. And notice, they didn't want a real hearing. They didn't want a real commission at the end because they don't want a real investigation of this. So I think we do need a major investigation, a public investigation. I want to say Tucker Carlson has a lot of courage. Dr. Beatty has a lot of courage because The system comes after you when you do this, but we need to get more Americans out front exposing this, because I cannot stress enough to listeners, just as he's done five times, and I've probably done 10 times the last 45 minutes. This is the big enchilada. This is the sweet spot. This is their whole political plan to brand all their opposition and make America great again, Nazi. So if you don't want to be branded as a Nazi, you're like, well, they won't get away with this. They're getting ready to stage more stuff, folks. It's obvious. You can look at this. Okay, so I'm going to stop ranting, Doctor. Go ahead and make any other key points.
Couple things I want to say, and this is why the narrative is so important. This is why the dominant and overriding, really singular question that matters right now in relation to 1-6. Was it an intelligence failure, like the FBI director says, or was it an intelligence setup, like this Revolver.News story suggests? Now, I want to make a point about political psychology of the left and the right. It's actually remarkable that a lot of the literature on the left on 1-6, they actually think, well, a lot of these people, these unindicted people, aren't being indicted because the government is secretly right-wing and protecting them. The left psychology is so attached to this idea of challenge, that the leftists challenge corrupt institutions of authority, that they can't even conceive of what's really going on here, and that actually it's the government on their side in this case. There's an analogous problem on the right. A lot of people on the right spinning wheels now with narratives that get close to the truth but don't quite get there. The stuff of, oh, this was Antifa, this was that. They can't quite seize upon the real question, is this an intelligence setup? Because people on the right, generally speaking, have a political psychology that instead of challenging corrupt institutions of power, they want to venerate just and well-functioning institutions.
Look at how Q fetishized the FBI when Q's run
exactly.
by the FBI.
Exactly. So I think there's a special difficulty on the right to reorient ourselves to this new reality in which we need to learn how to challenge corrupt institutions of power, including and especially our national security apparatus. On that point, I'd like to give credit to politicians who are actually doing something on this. First, I'd like to give credit to the great representative in Arizona, Paul Gosar, who entered this Revolver.News report into the congressional record, demanded answers. Representative Matt Gaetz, great representative, he just issued a letter asking precisely those questions stated in the Revolver.News report. So I encourage all of your listeners, demand that your congressman sign up to this letter and don't stop pressing until Christopher Wray gives his answers.
That's right. Now is the time.
Yes.
We've got to get this out to everybody. We've got to call Congress. We've got to flood everybody with this article, with this story from Revolver.News.
And finally, what we need is not just pressing for the answers on 1-6. What we need on the left, on the right, we need a new church committee. We need a church committee 2.0. Because, look, as I said at the beginning, if we don't bring our national security apparatus to heel, if we don't remind them of their proper place, we do not have a free country, period.
Well, that's right. A doctor, as you know, this, because you got a doctorate in this, but for people that don't know, explain to them. I'm sure most listeners get it. They see it. But for some that don't, maybe the left that doesn't, or some of the right wingers that fetishize the military and intelligence agencies. Historically, I mean, this is exactly the type of stuff that's happened to other places that went down the rabbit hole of tyranny. I mean, this is very classical tyranny that's unfolding here. And we know what we're looking at. This is the intelligence agencies, the Praetorian Guard, taking over and using outside threats that they're creating or allowing to happen to take over. This is a classic move they're making.
Exactly. And I think the only way to stop that is to not be distracted by fake and performative politics. We need to keep our eyes on the prize. We need to focus. We need to target national security apparatus. We need to bring them to heel. Because if they don't restore themselves to the proper function within a free society, we will go down that road to tyranny like what you're saying. And it's crucial that we do that. And the way I see it, all other political talk, it can be exciting, it can be entertaining, it can fulfill a kind of emotional, even pornographic function, but it's ultimately not real.
It's an opioid. It's like popcorn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I want people to understand exactly. That. We're watching an intelligence agency coup, and Brennan and Clapper have had meetings back before they removed Trump on C-SPAN saying, he'll be gone, watch, ha, ha, ha. And Pelosi said, oh, the military will drag him out. You watch, he's gone one way or another. We don't care. We'll have our own government for him. The New York Times was quoting Podesta in a war game of, even if Trump wins, we'll break away states and form a new government. They have signaled that they're going for broke with the type of megalomania that has led the world into war and darkness so many times. I mean, they really are cancer. And as you said, to watch the left fetishizing intelligence agencies and the FBI that they used to be so concerned about is just disgusting.
It's really remarkable. And again, I'll reemphasize, do not get distracted. The number one threat to the safety, security, livelihood, and freedom of Americans, it's not any foreign government. It's not any foreign adversary. The number one threat, the American people, the people and the institutions that control America.
It is the deep state. In the time we have left, Doctor, you know the president well. I know I can get messages to the president. I know that I'm going to leave names out. They've met and brought this up to him. And Trump's very angry right now. And, you know, he's getting geared up to try to get Republicans elected. And that's great. But they know Trump is going to beat them again. By energizing the Republican Party, they're going to make a move on him. I think, obviously, if you can talk to him or others and give him a path to come out and expose this, because if Trump got behind exposing how they tried to set him up on January 6th and were partially successful, I think that would really devastate the enemy and change the narrative. How do we get the president, the real president, to do that?
No, I think that would be absolutely a very important thing to do. I know the president reads Revolver regularly. I haven't confirmed whether he's read this particular piece, but I will certainly press to get that to him because we need all the help we can get on this. And it would be huge if the president, Donald Trump, would focus on bringing attention to this issue. Because as I say, it's really the only issue that matters. And that was basically the biggest problem in his presidency was that the national security state was disrupting his agenda at every step.
Well, that's right. In closing, when is the part two coming? I mean, there's got to be a part two. I mean, is that going to be about what to do now or go back into the history? Because I talked to you quite a bit when you were researching this. You've got great knowledge on all this. And
right.
Obviously you have a big command of these hundreds of different operatives. So I hope you can get that out to people.
Yes, there are going to be multiple follow-up reports. So some of them very disturbing, and we're not saying anything definitive, but we are asking very, very important questions. And so I hope everyone watching this, go to revolver.news, share this piece. This is the biggest story in the country right now.
Well, Darren, I mean, you saw what happened to the award-winning journalist who exposed the tarmac meeting. I mean, he was fearing for his life, and then somebody executes him in his house. This is so watch your back, brother. We're all in this together. So Dr. Darren J. Beatty at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter and revolver.news. Go with God. We salute you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, that was a super important report. Doesn't get more important. Okay, spread it, listeners. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.